Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open. I'm going to go there shortly. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram Jr. hanging around for the happy hour. Earl, thank you for doing so. Of course, just on the board, on the lines, cleaning, getting your calls. Apparently, we are continuing to have some technical issues with the stream. So if you're on any of the socials and sounds not great, just click over to the Civic Media app, or you can turn on the radio if you're in the area. But go to Civic Media app, find the Dom Salvia Show, and you can listen to it on there. A couple of cuts. I know we got the callers we want to get to. A lot of people have comments about the Marxist. I mean, it's just, her father was a Marxist, so you're a Marxist. Well, you know, I mean, my dad was a Catholic, and I'm not. Even if that's the case, it doesn't make you those things. And I don't know, and I've never ever seen or heard anything out of Kamala Harris's mouth where she thinks that capitalism is the root of all evil, and that the state and the people should run and have the means of production and distribution. It should all be done. I've never heard her even insinuate anything like that. So when our friend from Superior,
Jeff
from Superior says those things, I have to wonder, well, where are you getting it from? How do you define a Marxist?
Greg Gutfeld and Jesse Waters.
And Trump had a great debate. Yeah. And if you listen to those, and it does, I mean, for real, Earl, I mean, sometimes doesn't the credibility just go away at some point?
Oh, yeah.
If it's one thing to make a prediction and be wrong, or, you know, those kinds of things, we all do that. Hey, the Packers are going to win. They're going to cover. No, they didn't. Or this is going to happen, or that's, I mean, those things happen. We talk a lot. We talk a little trash sometimes. You prognosticate. And sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're wrong. But usually it's an adjusting thing, and maybe it could be one way or the other, and things happen. But over and over and over and over again, when someone, be it a media figure or a politician, you know, says things, and then the exact opposite turns out to be the reality of the situation. Does credibility, does that matter anymore? Did it ever matter? I thought it did. All these actions that Trump has done, we go through the line before we were even on the show today, like any one of these things would be disqualifying, any one of them. And every day he would have been disqualified 20 years ago to run for president just by his behavior and his actions.
So, Dominic, you and I get this honor and privilege to be able to be on the radio. And I always say, you don't ever have to worry about me coming on the air and saying something outlandish. I run it through my brain before it comes out of my mouth. And so he doesn't do that. And so neither do some of the other hosts on these other shows, because truth doesn't matter, right? It's about a narrative and leading people to, you know, drink from the faucet or the fountain that they have. And so, unfortunately, some people are gullible enough to follow it. And so, yeah, you would expect that a guy who's running for president, never before in the history has it ever happened that you have a man like that. Never in history, a man like Donald Trump, well, once before, because he ran before, but it'll never happen again. You can rest assured, I think our nation will learn from this the hard way. I
expect, and it's going to be tight. We have some sound of some folks. We're not going to get there quite yet, but the pollster Luntz was saying, you know what, we do have that. We have Luntz. It's not just the fact that we have Bushes haven't said anything yet. The Cheneys coming out. We have, you know, certainly different cabinet members of the former president, people around him, so, you know, security, national security folks, all coming out against Donald Trump. But, he, you know, and after that debate, apparently starting to lose some of his some of the Republicans. And Luntz, I think, has been pretty critical of the former president. But he was on the Piers Morgan show, and he opined on the debate. Just play that cut, if you would, please.
I think more accurately, it's that Donald Trump lost. And this is not the worst debate performance I've seen in my career, but it's very close to it. The conversations about people eating dogs and cats, calling the leader of Hungary one of the greatest world leaders, repeatedly missing the opportunity to focus on inflation and affordability, and the complete inability to present his point of view without completely tearing into her, into Joe Biden, into whomever was in his sights. It was a pretty negative performance, pretty pessimistic, cynical, contemptuous. And I think that this will cost him. Yes, I'm trying to decide if I want to go on record, and the answer is yes. I think that that he loses because of this debate performance.
Wow. Yeah. Frank Luntz, Republican pollster, focus group guru, right? This guy rented a room to Kevin McCarthy during COVID. This guy's got an Oval Office replica in his 14,000 square foot home. This is this guy. And that's what he's saying about that performance of Donald Trump. So I think there's going to be a continual bleed of folks like that. And I'd love to see some of the, like the Bushes or some other, you know, traditional big wigs in the the Republican GOP come out between now and the election and also endorse Kamala Harris. If Donald Trump loses, and I certainly hope he does, and I'll work my ass off to make sure he does, hope you all do too, he's going to be extremely, obviously, diminished. He's going to be sentenced for the fraud case. In November after he loses the election. Those other cases will eventually go forward because he will not be president. He will not have the opportunity to tell his Department of Justice to not prosecute him. He's going to be super diminished. And then the infighting starts. You know, then it's one thing to lose the presidency, Earl. It's another thing to see he's facing jail time.
You know, part of it, Dominic, is I had almost forgotten about all the other things that he's facing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we forget about that because they're not talking about that during the time that he's running. They've done a good job of putting that stuff on the back burner.
You know,
but I will say this to you.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in attorney's fees can delay justice, certainly.
So George Bush is not going to endorse Kamala Harris, but he already said he's not voting for Donald Trump. That's telling.
Yeah.
That's very telling.
Well, they should do more than that. I mean, really, this is not, and I appreciate, you know, wanting details on this particular policy or that policy. This is not about policies. This is about, you know, getting past turning the page on this. It was such a contrast. You know, the looking into the camera that Harris did and talking about the people and what she wants to do for you. And talking to folks, she never asked a witness or a victim, you know, what's your political party? She asked, are you okay? I thought that was just, it was so striking. And it's so striking because we don't hear like that kind of talk coming out of the megas.
Well, she doesn't care about the Jewish people. Hey, Donald Trump, she's married to a Jewish man.
Like I said, she doesn't care about you. I mean,
it's just nonsensical.
It's nonsensical. I know. Yeah, it absolutely is. But he gets away with not from us. He doesn't get away from us, and because right. Everything we can criticize and articulate very specifically why it is wrong and why is it wrong and why is she probably, and I don't know what's in Kamala's heart, but she probably doesn't hate Jewish people since she's married to one. I mean, call me crazy, but I think that would be a tell. Now, on the other side, I haven't seen Melania Trump around anytime recently.
Oh, I haven't seen her. Nor his sons or his daughter.
Well, they're out there doing the Bitcoin thing. Right, yeah, they got to make that money quick, man. It's the last like 50 days. 855-752-4842. Terry from the Northwoods, he has something to say about Jeff from Superior. Here we go. Terry, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Yeah, fellas. I thought I was going to learn something from that rascal, Jeff, but
I was hopeful too, man, but it didn't work out that way.
Such a broad brush that he's painting with that Marxism comment. I just can't believe it. Can't believe somebody could say such a, one more thing, guys. I was at the casino yesterday and a guy had a Trump hat on and maybe 55 to 65. And I asked him, what do you want? What did that guy do for you when he was in? Well, my investments did real good. My investments, you could take the Dow 30 and put all 30 stocks up there and throw a dart at whichever one. And how can you lose? Everything is up.
Everything is up.
I don't know what's going on with these people.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable excuses these people make for him.
It is. And I would like some consistency on it. I mean, when Donald Trump, and thanks for the call, Terry, from the Northwoods, when Donald Trump left office, it was a disaster. We were in the midst of the COVID thing, the quote unquote markets were down. Yeah, there was a reason why gas was so cheap, because no one was going anywhere. No one was making anything. There's an abundant supply of it, supply and demand. And they refer to these things like, this was a great time under Donald Trump. Like thinking, no, it wasn't. Financially, it wasn't.
Well, Dominic, if you want to separate truth from fiction, which you and I like to do.
Yes.
They talk about Donald Trump and how great the economy was. And George and Joe Biden took over a great economy after Donald Trump. But they fail to understand Donald Trump took over a red hot economy when Barack Obama left.
All right. How many months of constant job growth do we have under Obama?
Man, when Obama started, the Dow Jones was 6,600. At one of the all-time, when he left, it was at 18,000. So every time I hear Republicans say, Donald Trump had the economy booming, I'm like, hey, man, you need to look back.
What was the Joe Biden statistic? 50 to 1. Under Democratic presidents, 50 million jobs created. Under the Republican presidents, 1 million.
That's
jobs.
True. I looked up. It is true.
That's one hell of a statistic, girl. It almost seems like, the Republicans will go in there and give tax breaks to the wealthy. Primarily, of course, they got to take care of their donors and then run everything else into the ditch. And then eventually a Democrat will be elected and are handed the crap sandwich that they have to clean up. And they've been doing it consistently. And Joe Biden, granted, you heard Trump say, these were rebound jobs. Yeah, well, you kind of mismanaged that thing. And either way, you were handed the Obama jobs. And you gave Biden the Trump, and it's been a whole lot better since then. Folks, Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open. I'm going to go there shortly. It's a talk and a text at 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of the text. Appreciate it. Got some heads up for our fine listeners out there that are enjoying this fine program on the YouTubes or the Facebooks. We're having some stream issues. So if your audio sucks, just turn it off. Get to the Civic Media app. And you can listen to all the fine shows on all the fine stations, especially this one, the Dom Salvia Show. A few more from the text line. A lot of love. Oh, and a little grief for our buddy Jeff up in Superior. Oh, this guy's an idiot or a plant. He was not a Dem. Oh, that's close. Jeff would not be able to explain what Marxism means, let alone any idea about what communism is. Brian, ignorance, ignorance, ignorance. Yep. There's some of that. There's some of that. And again, we get to the point during discussions a lot of times. I think we got to kind of rebalance. Like, what does that word mean to you? Well, we have to have a common definition of what a word is. That's kind of like that kind of nailed down, because people just throw things around like, I don't know what you mean. What does that mean to you? I mean, do you know what a Marxist is? Can you identify one? Can you tell me what the Marxist, do you know who it was named after? Let's start from the beginning. Karl Marx.
So let me say this to you, Don.
Yeah.
You said, look, they've changed the definition of woke.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So Republicans are changing the definitions of words. So their definition of Marx.
Marxism, right?
Might be completely different.
This is what I'm saying. So,
they've changed the definition.
So if you're going to have an argument or discussion or whatever, you got to agree on the baseline of what we're talking about.
I agree.
Right? I mean, and Jeff, I wasn't clear, but you know, maybe he does. We don't have to project onto Jeff, but it took him three times to answer the question. another one, Mike from Sunnet Prairie. Thank you, Mike. Regarding the guy from Superior calling Kamala a Marxist, I think it's the new anti-Kamala talking point. Well, they do call her, I mean, Trump calls her comrade. So, you know, that kind of goes in line. I was discussing with an old high school buddy on Facebook who is now a rabid MAGA. He said, Kamala's a Marxist. She's here to annihilate Israel, destroy our country, and bring in a new world order. New world order? I haven't heard that one in a while. Man, I thought that was the first George Bush. The first thing I've heard this attack from MAGA, I've read discussions on Facebook pages. We're all saying, what are we going to do if they win? You know we can't accept it. What are we going to do? Well, you're going to do the same thing that we did. You're going to eat your broccoli, and you're going to understand that there are more people that don't want a wannabe dictator for a day, adjudicated rapist, fraudster, huckster. I mean, go down the line in a 78-year-old man who cannot finish a sentence, who has such vitriol and hatred towards this country. He says it all the time.
So how can you trust a 78-year-old man whose favorite meal is a Big Mac and fries?
Oh, man, I love Big Macs.
Yeah, but you're not 78 and
not
obese.
Not yet.
Okay, I know, but come on, man. It's not exactly the right food for a guy his age.
No.
You also seem to know at least what broccoli is, so that's a step above.
That's right. True that. Let's see. Good to have Dom on the air again. Thank you. Listen to Earl when I can. Love them both. A lot of love. Paul from Monona, thank you, is about to demand. I love it when 90 cents a gallon. Yeah, perspective. Talking about gas during COVID. We appreciate that. Again, the number 855-752-4842. Let's keep going on the lines. Don from the MKE, you're next. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to make a comment on that fellow from Superior. Did you follow what he said? I'm a little suspicious. He said he voted for Obama twice, then he voted for Joe Biden. Who did he vote for in between those two fellows?
Donald Trump.
That's right. Yeah. You guys are pretty smart. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Don. You know, they don't just let anybody on the race. 855-752-4842. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I'm sure there's people like that, right? I mean, I voted across, you know, I voted for Republicans, I voted for Democrats, I voted for libertarians. Man, I mean, people do that. But I don't know how if you'd be so hardcore. I mean, he said he went to one of the inauguration for Obama or somebody's.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that seems pretty dedicated. I mean, were those philosophies and issues that drove you to spend your time, energy, and money to go check out this new president bringing in this hope and change, and that just flipped a switch when Israel and Gaza blew up? I mean, can they be truly heartfelt beliefs if you can throw them out the window so quickly?
Hey, Dom, can you corroborate that he went to?
No. No, I mean, people say what they say, right? So what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's it, man.
855-752-4842. Let's keep going. Doogie from Chi-Town. Hey, Doogie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, hey Dom. Congratulations on your new show.
Thanks, man.
And Earl, first time being on the air with you. It's an honor.
Well, listen. You can hear me. You can hear me Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 5:40 a.m.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm asleep, but if I am, I will.
All right.
Let me introducing myself really quickly to you. I'm part of a lot of different organizations, BLM. I'm aligned with BLM, New Era Movement, which is akin to the Panthers, Expose the Racist, where we expose the Karens, find out who they are. And I also mentor and financially support some young folk that are locked up in jail right now. But I do go to Wisconsin now. I go to Milwaukee every weekend. And what I wanted to share was I seen a pickup truck on the interstate in Wisconsin outside of Milwaukee. And in, on the back of it, he had this big, huge plastered Donald Trump mugshot. And six bullet points, which were actually contradictory, and I wanted to share these. A vote for conservative, one nation under God. Okay, we'll leave that be. Second bullet point, upholding our Constitution. Well, wait a minute. Didn't Donald Trump say he wanted to suspend the Constitution?
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Limited government. Well, if we're going to uphold the Constitution, how do you have limited government? I'm confused about that. That's contradictory. Okay. Private property rights. What if we have limited government? How do we enforce private property rights? I'm confused. Okay. Second to last, secure borders. Well, we've had welcoming legal migration for over a century. So the border crisis is not really a crisis. But if we want to solve the border crisis, we destroy Central and South America. Why don't we rebuild those countries?
Yes.
And then we'll have safe. They don't have to flee here. And the very last, lower taxes. But my question is, he looks like he's driving like a 1996 Chevy pickup. So lower taxes for him or lower taxes for the people that actually believe he should retire at 70? I'm confused.
Hey, leave your phone number. Leave your phone number with Jess. Leave your phone number.
All right, Doogie. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. I'm going to get back to more of your calls and perhaps some more sounds, some highlights or lowlights from the debate. 855-752-4842. Thank you, Doogie. Good to hear from you, man. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Going to get back to the lines momentarily. There's a few more cuts kind of highlighting the racism being presented to us once again by the former president. Now, we did play the clip earlier in the day when he was asked by the moderator at the debate why would he kill the immigration bill, and he went on a tirade about how big his crowds were. And nobody leaves, and everybody, they come there because they love their country, and that, of course, the immigrants are eating the pets. The dogs are eating the dogs and the pets.
They're eating the pets of the people.
Harris had a response, right? She spoke after Trump went on his tirade, which was embarrassing. I'm glad he's not the president. And here is someone who I hope is the next president. Cut number two, please, Jess.
You talk about extreme.
She's laughing at it.
This is, I think, one of the reasons why in this election, I actually have the endorsement of 200 Republicans who have formerly worked with President Bush, Mitt Romney, and John McCain, including the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney and Congress member Liz Cheney. And if you want to really know the inside track on who the former president is, if he didn't make it clear already, just ask people who have worked with him. His former chief of staff, a four-star general, has said he has contempt for the Constitution of the United States. His former national security advisor has said he is dangerous and unfit. His former Secretary of Defense has said the nation, the republic, would never survive another Trump term.
A great response. And I when I was watching it live, when she's like Lavely. Talk about extreme. What a great comeback, of course. But then I was like, keep it together, Kamala, keep it together. Because it was funny. It was like, what, dude, what? And she went off and you heard what she had to say. And I thought it was a great response. I mean, he gave her an opportunity to lay into him about, you know, all the people that used to work for him. Or, I mean, if you have a bunch of people that used to work for you and nobody likes you and no one wants you around, I mean, what does that say about your work as a leader, as a manager? What does that say? It says maybe you're not up for the job, in my opinion.
No, your opinion is valid. You know, no question, man.
We do have a couple more, and then we'll get to the callers. I promise, 855-752-4842. Some of the just racist anti-immigrant rant number one, number two, and number three.
There were more, but I stopped cutting them after four.
After four, okay.
It was just too many.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Let's relive the moments. Oh, yeah. Please, cut number three.
We have millions of people pouring into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums. And they're coming in and they're taking
sure some good ones.
Jobs that are occupied right now by African-Americans and Hispanics and also unions.
Wait.
Unions are going to be affected very soon. And you see what's happening. You see what's happening with towns throughout the United States. You look at Springfield, Ohio. You look at Aurora in Colorado. They are taking over the towns. They're taking over buildings. They're going in violently. These are the people that Xi and Biden led into our country. And they're destroying our country. They're dangerous. They're at the highest level of criminality. And we have to get them out. We have to get them out fast.
They're violently taking over the buildings. There's no law enforcement in those areas.
No, man.
Oh,
No. Those cities are gone now.
Oh. Yeah, burned to the ground, dude. It's all New
also,
Jack.
Also, the question was about the economy.
I mean, minor detail. Well, because every answer is immigrants. Well, immigration, right?
He's got to scare people. He's got to scare
them. It's very similar in some ways to Republicans' answer for everything. Tax cuts. Oh, yeah. What are you going to do about this? Oh, tax cuts. What are you going to do about that? Oh, I mean, obviously a tax cut. I mean, every answer is a tax cut for the Republicans in Congress, and every answer for whatever question you ask Donald Trump is immigration. But let me, if I may, just point out the insulting above insulting. What he said in that clip, if I heard him properly, was saying, these animals, these insane people, these prisoners, they're coming here and taking black jobs. So how does it feel, Mr. Black Job Owner, to have your job taken over by someone from an insane asylum? Do you think your work is valued if someone from an insane asylum is now doing your job? It's insulting above and beyond the insult he started.
Well, you know, it's not even just the fact that it's racist, but when you refer to people who have mental illnesses and you really kind of scapegoat them, and say that, hey, people who have mental illnesses are very dangerous, and you've got to be.
They're other.
I'm more concerned about the same people with guns in this country than I am with, you know, the mentally ill who don't have guns.
Yeah. I guess we're eating our broccoli. Let's get to it. Just two quick more ones from Trump. Race, anti-immigration, racist rant number two. Cut four, please, Jess.
But when you look at what she's done to our country, and when you look at these millions and millions of people that are pouring into our country monthly, where it's, I believe, 21 million people, not the 15 that people say, and I think it's a lot higher than the 21. That's bigger than New York State pouring in. And just look at what they're doing to our country. They're criminals. Many of these people coming in are criminals. And that's bad for our economy, too. You know, you mentioned before, we'll talk about immigration later. Well, bad immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our economy. They have, and she has, destroyed our country with policy that's insane. Almost policy that you'd say they have to hate our country.
What's the definition of a criminal? If you look at the man who's already
convicted?
Yes. So he's calling people, many who aren't criminals. He's the criminal.
He is a criminal. Hey,
right.
Yes.
But he's talking about people in that binocular when he should look in the mirror, man.
Wow. Self-awareness? I mean, who's got time for that? Let's do the last racist anti-immigration rant, number 3, cut 5, please, Jess.
How would you deport 11 million undocumented immigrants? I know you believe that number is much higher. Take us through this. What does this look like? Will authorities be going door-to-door in this country?
Yeah. It is question. Much higher because of them. They allowed criminals, many, many millions of criminals. They allowed terrorists.
Saying the
they
same thing over and over
common
again.
Common street criminals. They allowed people to come in, drug dealers, to come into our country. And they're now in the United States and told by their countries like Venezuela, don't ever come back or we're going to kill you. Do you know that crime in Venezuela and crime in countries all over the world is way down? You know why?
Why?
Because they've taken their criminals off the street and
really?
They've given them to her to put into our country. And this will be one of the greatest mistakes in history for them to allow. And I think they probably did it because they think they're going to get votes, but it's not worth it because they're destroying the fabric of our country by what they've done. There's never been anything done like this at all. They've destroyed the fabric of our country. Millions of people let in. And all over the world, crime is down. All over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof, despite their fraudulent statements that they made. Crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But
the FBI defrauded. They were defrauding statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst crime. It was a fraud. Just like their number of 818,000 jobs that they said they created turned out to be a fraud.
Yeah, he had about a $400,000 or $500,000 job adjustment during his administration. But okay, but notice he didn't answer. How are you going to practically? Well, tell me how day one starts of 11 million or 21 million, and you know probably a lot higher than that.
Probably.
Does he know a denomination other than million?
Billions and billions. I mean, it all rhymes, man. Don't try too hard. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the lines. Our very, very patient callers. Cindy from Appleton, you got a comment on the immigration. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Hello. Well, first of all, if Trump looks in the mirror, it's going to break. So we cannot have him looking in the mirror. Anyway, the problem with what he is saying, unfortunately, is so many people are buying this BS hook, line, and sinker.
But is it anything new, though, Cindy? I mean, really, it seems like the attacks on immigration have always been there since there have been immigrants, right?
Yep. But my point is, when you hear something, that's what these Republicans are so good at doing. When you hear something that sounds like 7 or 8 times, you believe it. And the more you hear it, the more you believe it. That's why they are programmed to say this crap over and over and over again, because the more people hear it, the more they believe it, except for people like us who have some brains and some sense. But the point is, there's just too many people that are buying into it. They don't do fact-checking. They don't realize what this man is saying, where he's coming from, that he has no clue what he's talking about. I just honestly, the more, and I've been traveling the state a lot, I'm seeing more and more of those signs for that idiot go up.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to scare the bejesus out of me.
Well, you know, don't be scared. Be concerned. Be specific about it. Be on it and do what you can. But also, signs don't vote. Signs don't vote. Big ass Trump signs. I see them too. I was traveling recently. I saw the big ass Trump sign and a big ass Harris sign, neighbors right next to each other. I'm like, oh, that's got to be a great relationship. But you never know. I mean, I hope it is.
It's weird at the block party.
Right, but I hope it is. It should be. It used to be. But when you get to your block party with your neighbor who has the big Trump sign, is it a fair question? Are you talking about those folks from Haiti that are here legally, out of America's empathy towards those that are in violent countries and situations? And literally, when Donald Trump says, when he says to the folks who are coming in here, they from their home countries, they say, if you come back, we're going to kill you. Well, those are the kind of folks that are actually deserving of asylum. They're going to be threatened with death in their own country.
Well, to say they're bringing all these drug dealers in. Hey, Mr. Trump, Are you aware that the majority, the largest share of drug dealers are in this nation?
Are you a citizen?
Already, yes.
And certainly the biggest market. Yeah. I mean, thank you.
Come on, man.
If America, if nothing else, we love our drugs in this country.
Come on, man.
You know, the drugs come north and the guns go south. And we talk about the Kamala being the border czar. Okay, number one, that's misrepresenting. But you talk about the root causes. I mean, as what has been our country's foreign policy as it pertains to Central and South America.
Man, I keep trying to get people to understand.
Take all the resources and leave the corruption.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on.
And then we handpick who the leaders are going to be. Majority of the American people aren't aware of our policies in Honduras and Nicaragua and Central America.
And
we've created that.
Yes, and those things have legacy and legs,
absolutely,
man. I mean, this is not just a... Oh, I woke up today. What is the comment? I fell from the coconut tree. There is a history of our foreign policy that is documented that you can look at and attribute some of these issues to our very specific foreign policies.
So
decision making.
So when we control their resources, the cost of coffee is what they do. That's where they make their money. But yet the United States can't control that commodity, the price of it. You know what I mean?
Right,
come on, man.
Right,
come
right.
on, man.
We have an obligation if we're going to wield our vast powers over these smaller countries and use the resources and set up corporations and set up governments. We have an obligation to the people, to those folks there. And if in the course of our foreign policy activities, some of the locals are threatened with death, I mean, maybe we should allow them into the country because. Of asylum reasons. There's a lot to it. It's more than just what this nitwit is talking about Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. One last segment. We're going to do the speed round on the phones. Earl in the studio, just on the lines. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open, but they're jammed. Be patient. 855-752-4842. Super happy Earl hanging out with me today. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jess. Let's get back to the lines. Lots of folks with lots to say. Joe from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Yeah, just a response to the guy from Superior. I just really encourage him to use the line, think to himself, what's your evidence for something you're saying? What's your evidence? And I think when it comes down to thinking that she is a Marxist, who labeled her? It was Trump who labeled
right.
her. Remember, this is the guy who called McCain, said that McCain was not an American hero, the guy that spent a war hero, the guy that spent 9 years, you know, in a prison camp in North Vietnam, not a war hero, because he, Trump, doesn't believe he should be labeled that way.
Right.
He did believe that Obama shouldn't be labeled an American, that he was born someplace else. And so we had all that ridiculousness with the birth certificates. Now he doesn't believe that Kamala is smart. He believes that, quote, she happened to turn black, like you can, you know, suddenly change your genetic, you know, material overnight. And now he believes that she's a Marxist. What does this guy know? This is a guy who, as was Washington Post documented, more than over 30,000 lies during the 4 years that he was in office. Coming from Fox, the place news, that the place had a $740 million lawsuit against them for defamation, for lying. And they've got another lawsuit of $2.8 billion that Smart Tech's going to be bringing forward. Look at your sources and really look at your evidence. And then, I mean, you won't be so tongue-tied when Dominic says, what's your evidence? What did she do that was Marxist? You know, spend a little bit of time looking at and think about your sources, and you'll readily realize that Trump is not a good source for you. Really not.
Great point, Joel. It goes, again, the credibility thing, right? Credibility. He's got no credibility. Why do you give, I'm talking about the megas and the conservatives out there, give the man the benefit of the doubt? Literally. I mean, and just with the whole, I lost by a whisker. I mean, you could pick, there's so many to pick from, but I think the important ones, like, I don't know, winning and losing an election. The guy said three times, was brought up recently about losing the election. And then Donald Trump said, got up there and said, oh, no, I was being, what, sarcastic?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I know.
Oh, man. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. And hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that by getting registered to vote.
Yes.
And make a difference and make sure we go to the voting websites to register and get out and vote. I would love to invite everyone, as Kamala Harris said, to go to a Trump rally and walk out, and everyone start walking out halfway through the speech and watch him lose his crap. Because I'll tell you what, that would be hilarious if everybody just showed up and halfway through it just walked out, like his followers already do. They really are older. They're over the stale, boring. You know, I hate to say it, but the hits that he does,
yeah, no.
If you go see a concert, they're kind of over it, to tell you the truth. And I just would love it if that happened. But also, I don't really give a damn about Trump's opinion, and I really wish someone would start saying it. Notice how he always wants to give his opinion. He always wants to know, you know, be a Simon Cowell. I don't know why he didn't just pick American Idol to be on if that's who he wanted to be on. And also, he knows criminals better than anyone.
Right.
And he sees them, and he sees them every single day. And remember, if Republicans are spewing it, especially the Republicans in power, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it.
They're doing it, Tom. Absolutely, brother. Thank you for the call. Great point. Charles from Milwaukee, you're next. Pardon me, Charles. Welcome. What do you got?
Joe kind of stole my thunder. The Republicans are so butthurt still because the Democrats were able to get Joe Biden to decide not to run. They still don't know what to do. And, yeah, they have to continue to parrot what Daddy Trump tells them. And he surely did call her Marxist on the stage. And so I'm sure CJ will say that at least 10-plus times as well, that she's a Marxist now. So I laugh at these people. I said this man went in the spin room and kept saying how all of these different polls had him winning. I'm like, what debate did you guys see that we didn't see? She had him shook the minute she walked into his personal space and shook his hand and introduced herself and looked him in the face. He could not look at her the entire debate.
No, dude, that was the biggest tell. Thank you for the call, Charles. That was the biggest tell. He could not look her in the eyes. He had no strength. She sucked it all out of him. Thank you, Charles. Wisco, Paul, you're next. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got?
Hey, good afternoon, Dom, Earl. I'm not worried at all. There's no way this guy's going to be Kamala. It's just not going to happen. And if anybody wants to read 2025, in there it spells out everything is on the table. If you like Medicare, Social Security, workman's comp, it's all on the table, and they're going to shrink Social Security. They'll just get rid of a lot of people that put it out there from the Social Security Administration. So, great call, by the way, Joe, and nice show, Dominic. Later.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate it. Well, you know, he doesn't know anything about the 2025 plan, but he knows that there's some really good parts in it, but he doesn't want to. I'm purposefully not reading it because, you know, it's so hard for him not to read, Earl. Tom from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got? Hello, well, Tom. There we go.
Thank you, Dom and Earl. If Justin's going to rack up 18 calls, he could tell me that I'm going to wait an hour and a half. But I just want to say that Justin Superior, who is probably on his way to a Proud Boys or a Jim Jones meeting, he forgot the fact that money that we repatriated to Iran,
yes,
was money that we impounded. That, yes, was their money. It, yes, wasn't our money. So, thank you, Dom.
Yeah, great point, Tom. Thank you for reiterating that. You know, facts do matter. Drew from Lake Mills, you'll have the last 45 seconds. Welcome, Drew. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Good, great new show. First time talking to Earl. I'm working during the day, so I don't get to listen, but
nice
to hear your voice. Hey, I'm just thinking, like, you know, we always this make America great again. And I just want to remind everybody that during Trump's presidency, either you could not buy toilet paper, or if you could, the stores were rationing how much toilet paper you could buy. Tell me how that's a great America right there.
That's a great point. You know, kind of for black those things out. Yeah, there are people fighting over the toilet paper, man. I saw people load up their bed of their pickup truck with toilet paper. Earl Ingram Jr., thank you for hanging out with me, man. You can check him out 8 to 10 in the morning, Monday through Friday, on the Civic Media Network right here at WAUK. Thank you, Jess, on the board. We will be back tomorrow. James Santel coming in. Lots of legal issues. Join us. Good.